Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, last rip. Cat a B, Miss Smith and Envy. For the little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studios. Check it. Yeah. Yo, chilling in the club. Toasting it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Did that something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. You just make me feel, feel. You just make me feel.
That's a prime time player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to steer. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one. One-on-one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But to the cell, don't waste no time. Ooh, you just make me feel, feel. You just make me feel, feel.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday noon, and it's Standard Eastern Time, and I'm actually here up in Maine. I'm originally a Boston girl, but I'm actually up here for a couple of films. I am actually half asleep right now, so if I don't know what I'm saying, I'm sorry, but I'm so tired right now. I'm just hanging in there. I'm going to do the best I can, and I think, I don't know, I might take a short nap after this because Lord knows I need it. anyway, if my brother Crosby Tatum calls in, I'm going to have him on the show. And a couple of the topics that I want to talk about today. I wanted to start off with two people, you know, as guests, but sometimes people can't call in. And one of them is Crosby Tatum, one of my brothers that I actually have worked with quite a few times with Triceptus Studios. And I always say I'm Triceptus Studios for life, even the day I come when I work with Jackie Chan. I'm still going to be part of the Triceptus Studio family, and I got to work with them a couple of times in a pilot or a TV show and also a music video, and hung out with Crosby quite a few times. And it's something where, you know, when you just bond with someone, you just know that no matter where you go in this world, you're always going to have them as part of your life. And I do consider this young man, Crosby Tatum, I'm not so sure. I always pronounce things incorrectly. Not that I'm doing it on purpose. I'm trying to learn. It's either Tatum or Tatum. I think it is Tatum, but, you know, it's something when words are spelled a certain way, you just automatically click in your head. So forgive me if I say your name wrong, bro. But hopefully he'll be able to call in. Cell phone number is 877-907-7217. So that is a toll-free number. So it's also Sunday, and most cell phones are actually free. My show is mostly talking about, you know, dreams, what makes you feel alive, and, you know, it's about love and many things. And I, you know, I'm actually blessed to be able to work in a couple of films, and my big dream is to work with Jackie Chan. So I always tell people, no matter what, no matter where you are, if you have the heart for it and to follow it, no matter what anybody says to you, you know, you can do it. And like myself, I used to be surrounded by, you know, energy-sucking vampires, and it was all around me. And even, you know, in my personal life, that's how it was all the time. Even guys that I was with, they were nothing but negative. So I had to get myself out of the situation, and I kept saying I want to find the most positive people. So I actually had stepped into a dojo and started training. And it was just basic training, and that's all it was, you know, trying to learn a martial art form called capoeira. And it's not Asian, it's African, Brazilian. It actually started in Africa, and it was with the slaves where they trained with their arms chained, and they actually disguised it as a dance. And if you really think about it, the best way to disguise, you know, martial art form is like in a dance, because then people are going to have no idea what it is. Now, any martial artist, I mean, you know, they probably would know what it is, but, you know, someone on the street to help to try to defend yourself, you know, if there's things that you would know. And, you know, I just learned basic martial art forms through that, you know, coupling on and off in Rich Angelo's Martial Art Studio in Everett, Broadway. And the instructor was Kader, and I got to do one bachizado where I went up in my cord, and I actually went to New York. I went to Astoria in New York for a bachizado and saw that firsthand before my own. And it's really quite amazing if you really think about it, because martial arts is something I tell people to get into, and it does help higher to your self-esteem. And it seemed like the more I trained it, the more happy I got with myself, because it's something I always wanted to do since I was a little girl. Now, this is basic martial arts. I'm not a black belt, black cord, or anything. I don't like competitions for myself. I like watching things. When people are really great martial arts, I like watching the flow of martial arts and what people do. That's why I love the films, because I love martial arts, and martial arts is an art form. What people are doing is they're putting their bodies into it, and that's what I love. I'm not into competitions. I mean, I like the flows and stuff, and I like to see what other people do, but for myself, it's actually to help your mind, body, and spirit. And I actually trained for a year with a man who I look up to, is my big brother, Hora Zakor Deliza. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Hora, I would never even be sitting here talking on a radio station to everybody out there. I'm being truthful and honest right now. And Hora just taught me so much. And even to bring people that are positive in my life, even men, I'm telling you the truth. If it wasn't for Hora, I wouldn't have found the most, you know, amazing people in my life. And I'm doing everything I've wanted to do. I actually wrote a children's story about a ferret. I called it The Skeptical Ferret, and I have the story copyrighted. So I'm finishing it up, and I have to put pictures in that book. And it's based on a true story where a ferret came up to me, and I was actually in Davis Square. And what this ferret did, it just ran up to me. I was in a train station, and I was just, like, you know, not paying attention because there's traffic around there and what had happened. And I don't think it was Davis Square. I think it was Porter Square. I could be wrong. I'm trying to think, remember back to, it was the red line. And I think it was Porter Square. I don't think it was Davis Square. I'm trying to remember the line. I have to really think about this because I haven't been back home in Boston for a while. But what it is, the ferret was running across the traffic, and I was looking at it, and I'm going, what is that? And it was a ferret. It ran up to me. It stood up, and it raised its paw, like, to help me. So I picked up a ferret. And at the time, ferrets were illegal. So what I did is I learned about ferrets, because it was something that I had to do. So I learned how to clean its ears, clip its nails, you know, give it a bath, and there was many things that you could do. I had a little leash, and it was something where I believe that you can't really walk ferrets because they can get out of these leashes, these harnesses, because they can make themselves like a snake and get out of these harnesses. So you have to be careful. If you have a ferret out there and you think you want to walk them, just keep in mind they can get out of it, anything, because they're like little ninjas. And then I learned, you know, there's this stuff, this powder stuff that you can get for ferrets, and you can put it on the ferrets to help them smell like Smarties. It's a candy. So, you know, in my life, I've taken care of many animals. I've worked for a doggy daycare, and I've taken care of 30 dogs at a time. And I think I had, it might have been a write-up in the Boston Herald or Boston Globe, and had me pitches in the doggy daycare. But, you know, I mean, I've done taking care of many different types of animals. And to get back to films, you know, what I wanted to, hopefully Crosby will call in soon, is 877-907-7217. So, you know, I'm just waiting for him to call in. But the other, I do have a couple other things in mind for topics today. And I don't know, because I guess in Kenya, it might be a different time. And there's a person that I connected with. His name is Kennedy. And I, like I said, I have a very hard time talking about names and pronouncing them. So I don't mean any disrespect to anybody out there. I do talk kind of funny. I have a Boston accent. His name is Kenny Nag, Ag, A, Kennedy's last name is N-G, apostrophe, A-N-G, apostrophe, A. And what Kennedy has done is quite an amazing feat. And I want to bring up on his Facebook, you can find him. He's an artist. His name is Kennedy. It's K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. And then his second, his last name is capital N-G, apostrophe, A-N-G, apostrophe, A. And he lives in Mombasa, Kenya. And what had happened to Kennedy when he was younger at 16, he got into a diving accident, and he became paralyzed, and he cannot walk. So, you know, he didn't sit around and feel sorry for himself. You know, we sit and think, and we sit and complain about certain things in life, and people that are haters and stuff like that, they complain about what other people do when they're nothing but lazy butts, and they complain about everything else in their own lives. But if you really think about it, there's people out there, and I don't mean just in America, I mean all around the world, where they, you know, we have it here in America where we have a lot of roads that are paved with cement and stuff. And I hope to talk to Kennedy, because I'm sitting there wondering, you know, where he lives, because I saw some pictures in his, I think it's his village, and he has a wheelchair. The thing is, where he lives, I'm just sitting there wondering, if he has a wheelchair, are there dirt roads or are there cement roads? How does he get around? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, you don't think about these things, because we're born here in America, and we're very lucky with so many things. So it's something where, you know, Kennedy, he actually, how he makes a living, he draws these wonderful paintings, and I want to explain more later. I do have a caller, and see who this is. Just give me one moment. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Shelley, it's Mountain Man.
Mountain Man, how are you?
Good. How are you, darling?
Oh, my God. Love, love, love you. What have you been up to?
Oh, nothing much, nothing much. I just happened to have been sitting here on my computer, and something popped up that you were doing the show today, so I figured I'd call in and say hello and see how everyone's doing.
Thank you so much for the call in. I always, you know, I always welcome people to call in. And I'm still learning as I go, but I think I'm doing pretty good so far.
You're doing awesome.
Yeah, I'm sitting here going, man, just to do everything I've always wanted to do, it takes a lot of hard work. Like, I've always, you know, I wish I could have a radio show and all this and stuff, and when I finally have all my wishes, all these things are starting to happen. I'm like, man, this is work. This is not something that, you know, you can sit there and, like, people say about with the entertainment business. I was like, I don't think people who don't work in any type of the entertainment business don't realize how much work it really is.
I know. It is a lot of work.
Yeah, so. And I'm like, I just, like, you know, I remember when you and Charlie did a show. I know she's been busy and such, but it's kind of like, being able to do this, I said, I always wanted my own show. So it's kind of like, you know, having the ability to do this and try to do it to my best ability, learning as I go. So, you know, she tried to show me a little bit how to do it. I said, okay, and of course, you know, the stuff that I'm into, I can talk about, you know, what's on my heart, you know, films, Jackie Chan. And it's like, I had asked before Charlie had asked me, I was like, God, you know, I wish I had a bigger voice. And so, I mean, you got to be careful what you wish for because it might come true. How much more of a bigger voice can you get with the radio stations broadcast off the internet and it can be heard anywhere around the world? I mean, how
That's
much
true.
More, you know?
That's true. Hey, you're doing an awesome job. You're doing an awesome job. And I love you for it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in and taking your time out on Sunday. I know people are resting, and I'm so ready to take a nap. I'm half awake. I'm trying to drink coffee, and I just went over to Guido's Diner. They're actually going to be part of my film for The Dishwasher, and I just got some breakfast. So a shout-out to Guido's Diner in Westbrook. They got a diner there if you want some, you know, some good cooked food. I advise people go there. It's actually a great atmosphere to go. It's practically family-run, and, you know, it's real food. So anybody wants some good breakfast in Maine, go over to Guido's Diner. They got some good breakfast food. And so I'm sitting here drinking coffee, Mountain Man. I'm sitting here. I don't even know half the words I'm saying right now because we've been filming Falk here. And the thing is, I didn't realize what was going on the whole week. I guess it was another film company that was filming us.
Right.
And when I went there on Friday, they were sitting there filming us when we were having dinner, like we were like, you know, discussing some things and stuff, and they were filming us eating. They go, oh my gosh, they're filming us eating? I'm like, I was so nervous. I'm like, oh my gosh, because that's what they do. It's not a reality show, but I guess they do documentaries, but I didn't expect it, and Z told me to come on over and stuff, you know, sometimes Fridays, sometimes I just want to go to bed early enough because if I have to get up real early the next day, I want to be in for filming on Saturdays, but I had to be there at 6 a.m. the next day. But so I'm sitting there, and the girls are filming us, and I'm going, okay, what am I supposed to do? And I guess you just sit there and you do everything what you normally do. So I'm going, you know, I'm so nervous, right? I'm trying to eat, and I'm trying to do what I'm, you know, I'm going, okay. And believe me, I'm not someone to get nervous over a lot of things, but it was like, I was so nervous because when you have, I didn't expect this, but I should already know to expect the unexpected in the entertainment business. So
exactly.
I'm just trying to be myself, and I'm like, you know, just trying to act how I would act when I'm there, if I'm there on a Friday night or whatever. But it was a little nerve-wracking for me, and I'm just like, okay, just be Shelly, just know, do what you normally do. And so the next day, we had to get up at 6 a.m. to go over where the horses were, and we were filming, so they were filming us. And it was like, it was kind of different because we're being filmed to act, and
right.
Then people are filming us doing what we're filming. So it was like this, like, I don't know how to explain. It was like a continuation of filming, but I guess, I don't know what it's for, because whenever I'm there, people ask me, since I'm part of Unicovia, right, people
mm-hmm.
ask me, you know, about the production, about schedule and stuff. I said, no, I'm just a permanent part of the family. And I'm like, I act and stuff, but as far as production, I don't have a clue. I just got to be there all the time when I'm supposed to be time, scheduled time, and Saturdays I'm just required to be there. And I'm just like, I don't know. And so, you know, anyway, so what have you been up to, Mountain Man?
I haven't been up to too much. Just trying to keep myself sane, just
mm-hmm.
not too much. I'm just been just trying to get my health back into check and all that.
Yeah.
But I've been doing good. I'm not working right now. I'm just keeping my sane, I guess. But I just wanted
yeah.
to call in and say hello because I haven't talked to you in such a long time. Or Charlie.
I know. She's been really busy, and, you know, she's been doing so much. She won the pageant again, and, you know, she's doing many things with her family, and she's always doing so many things. And I'm like, you know, I was glad when she came up, she was up here. So we went to go see The Expendables together. And you know Charlie, right? You know,
yeah.
if you get me and Charlie together, forget it. The Annie
yeah,
kind
exactly.
of crazy. I mean, I don't know if you saw on the Facebook page, but I had forgotten where there's, you know, there's a movie theater, right? And I really like going there. So Charlie and I were like, we went to go see The Expendables. And there was a, it was like a little Willy Wonka candy shop there. It was like, candy shop! We're like, yeah! And so when we got so excited, she was driving. So when she parked the car, it was crooked. What she's driving now, she parked the car, and it's like, yeah, it's all, it was, I took a picture of the car and how she parked because we got so excited. I mean, there was no one else in the parking lot, but she parked the car and it was tilted. So it was like, we're like, yay, the candy. So we went into this place and I was like, oh my God. I felt like Beavis, you know, I was like, oh yeah, candy. Right? Like,
Beavis
in
my head.
Yeah, so that's what I felt like. And when I was like, oh, the candy, 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 I was like, Shelly, be good. Don't make yourself sick. So they had so much stuff, and we got some candy before we went into movie theater because, you know, I mean, like, I think mostly half of America out there gets some candy put in your pocketbook, and, you know, you're sitting there, and you want to enjoy the, you know, the movie tickets because they're expensive. So, anyway, we were, like, so excited, and I'm like, you know, every time Chuck Norris popped up in the film, I almost, like, lost it. I was like, you know, I'm a Jackie Chan fan, but go to find out he helped coordinate some of the stunts and stuff. So every time Chuck Norris showed up, right, he just comes around the corner because he, you know, I don't want to give too much away, but he shows up and they play that cowboy music, and I think it was like from Lone Wolf, and it's like wah wah wah, and he's like,
yeah,
walking, and it's like he couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, Chuck Norris, we're yelling in the movie theater. So I was like, we're gonna get kicked out. And I was like, forget it, get me and Charlie together, give us sugar with an acid, and forget it, we have a ball and we just have so much fun. So you can just imagine the craziness when we hang out together. So it's like, it was just this awesome time that we actually had, and I miss it so much. But it's, you know, living up here in Maine, and I just miss everyone, and I just can't get back to Boston, and, you know, to work
Boston.
On a train. Yeah, Boston. I'm always gonna have that, you know, that mountain man, you know it, you know, I'm always gonna have that Boston accent. It's, if I go to China, no matter where, it's Boston, you know, I can't help it. It's kind of, I don't know, every, like, place I go, people want to keep me talking. So for 2 hours,
yeah,
I think, you know.
Yeah, because you love that Boston accent.
Yeah.
Oxycar and Charles Blackard.
Yeah, but you know the truth. If you're from Boston, you know how they say park the car in Harvard Yard? You can't park the car in Harvard Yard because there's no, you can't park anywhere. There's no parking. You have to take the red line in. You will know that. You know that.
Yeah.
Whatever that's saying, park the car in Harvard Yard. There's no parking spaces. You got to take the red line in. No, it's true. I mean, seriously.
Yeah,
you're
right, you're right. You're right, Shelly. But,
yeah.
Wow. Wow. It's been awesome. You're doing an
yeah.
awesome job. That's all I have to
yeah.
say.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the call in. And, you know, you're welcome to call in any time.
Hey, it was good to talk to you. I'll let you get back to your lovely show here. And hopefully
thank you so much.
Crosby calls in for you.
Okay, thank you so much, and you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I hope all goes well for you, Mountain Man.
All right, you too, Shelly. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
Hello. Yes, Mountain Man. He's so awesome. He was actually on a show with my big sister, Charlie, on one of her radio shows. And actually, I have to give a big shout-out to Charlie Hollerandro, who's one of my big sisters. And she actually got me into the show. And I, honest to goodness, I mean, I never push my beliefs upon anyone else. Whatever anybody is, you know, whether you're a Buddhist and stuff, I mean, I may believe in God, and I'm not, my show's not all about religion and stuff. It's just my own beliefs. And I had asked God, I sat there and I go, God, I wish I had a bigger voice. It seems like knowing having that spiritual connection, because I know we're all connected, and in life itself, if you look at the trees and the water and everything, I don't know, maybe I had a spiritual revelation when I was training in Tai Chi for a whole year with my big brother, Ahura Zakor, the reason. I thank God for Ahura because, you know, he's given me so much strength to do everything. And, you know, it's not that I would have to owe him anything, but it's a thank you. And I really do believe that Ahura, he's a really good man. And the correct name, say it's Ahura Zakor Zaliza. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful man. And he's helped so many people out. He has a school. He's a headmaster up in Maine, Unicorn Cove. There's many different classes. I took a year of Tai Chi with him, And, you know, I'm just part of the family. And he has many friends and family members. And I believe it's, you know, how they have that saying, you know, they say, you know, family is blood. But sometimes love is stronger than blood. And you can pick your family because you hear about families and such and how crazy they can be. But you can find the people who want to be in your life. And if they want to see you happy, they'll help you succeed in your own life to make you a better person, to help you, to give you instructions the right way. Not just because they say, you know, you have to do this because I say so. They say it for a reason, and Warren's given me so much help. And that's why I always try to talk about a film. I even put a picture up about Valkyr on my setup today for the radio show, and I'll talk about that in a little while. And Crosby's out there. I hope he does call in. It's 877-907-7217. Hopefully he'll be able to call in. It's just I wasn't too sure if I was going to be able to do a radio show so to put the people in today. I don't know if Kennedy or Crosby can call in, but I want to bring up Surprise, Surprise, and I'm opening up a page. So let me go back to Crosby's page on Facebook. And I'm going to try to find the Surprise, Surprise. Let's see. You can actually go to Facebook and find these people with Crosby Tatum. And I'm trying to multitask. I'm trying to actually open up on Facebook, talk on the phone, and run the radio show. So I'm doing three things at once. And I'm trying to find the fundraiser for Surprise, Surprise. I should have had this all up on here. Oh, Mountain Man Chris, thank you very much. I just got a message from him. Thank you so much for the love and the support. And let's see if I can find the fundraiser for Surprise, Surprise. Oh, man. Let's see. I can click on to the page. I'm going to have to actually probably go to Crosby's page on Facebook. You know, it's kind of funny when you're sitting doing a radio show yourself and you have to keep talking and talking. Imagine to try to do this for about 2 hours by yourself, keep talking. I'm actually half asleep right now, so forgive me. I'm like, okay. Because I was doing Valkyr, part of a film that I was in, and I'm trying to sit here. Think of so many things at once. My mind's like the Tasmanian devil right now. I'm trying to bring up Crosby fundraiser. And it says, be part of Surprise, Surprise, a new romantic comedy. And what I'm going to do, you can become backers and such. And let me just say something. A lot of people don't realize, okay, there's a lot of people that are trying to make independent films out there. Now, what a lot of people don't understand is when you guys all got big budgets and such, there's people out there that don't want to do crappy films. They're trying to do it to their best ability. If you gave someone, I bet half of the independent filmmakers that I know out here, even in Maine, you give them $1 million to do a film. Do you know what a beautiful film that they can do? And it's amazing because there was some L.A. director that said something. I don't know who it was or whatever, about my brother Crosby Tatum, about something. I don't know the whole thing. And, you know, these fundraisers, like on Kickstarter and stuff, people, I can't speak for every single project and stuff out there, but people that I personally know, and I will stand up to these people, like my brother Crosby Tatum, he is not panhandling. He actually has a script. I personally know him. And it's something where the guy is not rich. He actually works a full-time job. And, you know, the stereotype that they say about the African-American, the men out there, if they're lazy and stuff, how come every single African-American man I know are hardworking, successful, or either working to, you know, beat all the odds? And Crosby doesn't do drugs. He's not like some big sleazebag or anything like that. He works. And he has his own, you know, company, Triceptive Studios, and he is a hardworking man. He even started training in martial arts, and he's starting to get in better shape. With Surprise, Surprise, I do believe Crosby was taking part of his life. And I think what it is to help to show people, okay, because we all know, you know, there's something about us that we might not like. We can look in the mirror and we might not like it. It was like we have to learn to love ourselves. And I'm not saying, like, being in a cocky way, but, you know, sometimes, I mean, even in my life with certain things I didn't like about my body, but, you know, I'm not running out and getting plastic surgery. I know it's like to work out and to achieve that body. I don't think I have to go and get a stomach, you know, operation stuff, because I know people that actually have had, you know, stomach operations that have had failed and they gained the weight back. And, I mean, I know there's some successful people, but it was actually, it's actually a mindset that actually had a stomach operation done, and they changed their mindset to help them. And that's the people that I do congratulate, because you have to change your mindset. If you get a stomach operation to lose the weight, it's not about the stomach operation. It's about your mindset, because if you get that stomach operation to lose the weight, you know, and you're back to what you were, why did you get the stomach operation in the first place? Some people have to get a stomach operation to lose the weight because they're going to die. You know, and, you know, if you gain weight, the thing is sometimes there's other things that's going to affect you. Your knees will start breaking down and other things. And this is what I try to get across to people. And it's not making fun of anybody. It's because I'm here and, you know, your heart and everything like that, you can get diabetes. And this is what I try to get across to people. When you gain weight, I mean, I don't know, I mean, I see people out there, and the thing is, you know, trying to get a point across to sound, you know, to sound educated, where try to care, because you want people to live a longer life. Sometimes it's hard for me to get words out, and it's, that's what I'm trying to get out there, and I'm trying to write the proper words, to, you know, if you have families out there, and you want to live a longer life for your families, and that's why I care to say to if people can lose weight, it's because you want to live a healthier life for your family, for your children. And that's what I think I want to try to come across. And if it's something where you had to get a stomach operation, you know, to extend your life, I would say go for it. But, I mean, I know there's something, I mean, sometimes there's complications and stuff. I'm not a doctor. I can't give out any, you know, medical, you know, tips or anything like that. But it's something where, you know, each and every person has to know what works for themselves. You can't look at another person and saying, you know, I want to do this and that. You're going to find out what's good for you, and you have to go and explore those options. I know I'm getting sidetracked off here, but, you know, there's people out there that are depressed. You know, I don't know, you know, if everyone's happy completely with themselves, but to get back to surprise, surprise, because going on all this such, you know, talking with what I was talking about, you know, stomach issues and such, with surprise, surprise, with Crosby Tatum, the hardworking man, he actually wrote this because, you know, things in his life where he had low self-esteem about himself for a time being. Well, I don't know, because he's very outgoing and such, and this is why I love my little brother, Crosby Tatum. And it's just, you know, when I met him, he just had this explosion of energy. And what I want to do is bring up Surprise, Surprise, and the site here, the fundraiser. And it's about, you know, this is something Crosby himself and the part of Triceptive Studios, I think, I don't know if someone helped him write this, but, you know, it's something that was part of his life. And this is why he's doing this film. And I'm going to read some of it from the fundraiser itself. And it says here, from Kickstarter, I wish I could show you the video, but I can't. You could have only, I don't know if you can actually listen to it, but I'm going to read from here. It's about a college student tricks his womanizing best friend into dating an internet girl to save his grades. Oh, there's some breaking news. Oh, come on, Crosby, you better call in. Anybody hearing this, tell Crosby Tatum to call in. 877-907-7217. Breaking news on the site. I want him to say himself. I'm not going to read it. Crosby, you better call in. Update it. Anyways, hello everyone. My name is Crosby Tatum, and I am the co-producer, writer, director, and actor of Surprise, Surprise. And he writes further, thank you for taking the time to check out our Kickstarter page. Please take a moment to learn more about our effort to make a cinematic film and consider making a donation towards our project. The story, Surprise, Surprise, is a romantic comedy about a socially underconfident college student, Crosby himself, who tricks his womanizing best friend, JoJo Holland, JoJo's a nice, sweet guy, and I guess he's womanizing best friend. I guess that's what acting is about. Into switching identities to date a beautiful, charming internet girl to save his grades and his scholarship. Cut from the mold, oh my gosh, boy, I got to learn how to pronouncing. Gerard Depardieu, I think, played this guy, Cyrano de Bergerac, and I know what that is about. And in some ways, the King's Speech, Van Wilder, and Napoleon Dynamite. Surprise, surprise, is a film that will bring high stakes, high rewards, and high hilarity into view while entertaining audiences worldwide on the misadventures of a young man trying to mask his faults with a lie that completely spirals out of control. There's a teaser trailer on it. How does Kickstarter work? People pledge any amount and choose a reward. At the end of our 30-day Kickstarter campaign, if the combined total of our pledges for our project meets our $2,500 goal, then the credit cards of those who pledge are charged and we receive the funds into making our film. If we don't meet our goal, then the money is not withdrawn from your account and no rewards are provided. If we exceed our $2,500 goal, then the extra funds will be used to make our movie even better. Aside from a 5% Kickstarter fee and a 3-5% Amazon credit card processing fee, all funds raised will be used directly in the production of our film. Here we go. This is Crosby the man himself. He wrote this. And every time I read this, I almost feel like crying because it's like I can relate to Crosby very much, his energy and his spirit. People, I'm telling you, Crosby, he has this energy, and you have to love it. And this is what you want to see on the film. He's got that rocky thing inside of him, and I feel just the same way. And another thing, too, is he's just crazy, and you just got to love him. And he just has that thing that can show what entertainment is about. And there's also a video where he went to Philadelphia. He's running out of the stands to the Rocky Statue. And I'm like, go, bro, go. I'll put that on my Facebook page if I can find that video. But he's awesome. And this is by Crosby himself, the inspiration behind the film. I found an interesting statistic online that suggests that over 85% of the world suffers from some form of lacking low self-esteem. When I first read that, it compelled me because that's at least 85% of the world that has dealt in fears. That's at least 85% of people in the world who suffer from issues dealing with their own confidence, with how they look and how they act in public and how they feel inside and out. For myself, growing up and to this day, it's always been a tough deal being around people more attractive than I am. To see random beautiful girls smooth over my friends like hot butter pancakes and me feeling underconfident, nervously trying to talk to the opposite sex with the fear of rejection always hanging above my head, always seemed to get the best of me. And I would just stay silent while I would just brood over my emotions. Hence the reason why me and my partner choose to write, surprise, and tell an interesting perspective of my life. And the main character was afraid to talk to women because it fears that women aren't attracted to him. Our hope is that our movie will help others who suffer from low self-esteem become more confident, more open, more social, and honest to those around them. And we hope they can be themselves no matter who is around them. And it says here, this is the goal. And this is our goal. We're looking to raise $2,500 to help our production, secure talented crew for production, secure equipment, rentals, purchases, permits, location, and food costs. And it says we have some exciting rewards to offer you, including producer credits up at 100, be included on movie, even host a screening at your location. And it talks about the cast. And I want Crosby, I hope he does call in. And it's Crosby, it's 877-907-7217. He could be working such, so then maybe that's why he's not calling in. But you'll hear the music you hear in our Kickstarter campaign video is exclusively produced by Crosby, Tatt, and JoJo Hall, a.k.a. Laz and Cat and Cartel with Lee Wilson, Call Me. Actually, the song that I opened up the show with today, Seal, it was by Tricepta Studios. And just the thing is that I was actually in the music video for there, so I did have the honor. And let me say, you know, when people don't know where the money's going, I'm going to let you guys know, people, since I did work with Crosby and Tricepta Studios, I know that it's actually going into the film. I know people are afraid on the internet when they actually, you know, they think they're not going to know where the money goes. But to let you know, surprise, surprise, I've actually personally have worked with Tricepta Studios, so it's not a scam or anything like that, and they're actually going to put it into a film. So looking on the air, they raised $1,310 $6. Oh, guys, come on. You know, if anybody's out there, you know, this is just, you know, this guy, Crosby, he's hard working. I don't know how much money, even if I can just give a dollar or something, I'm going to try to do it after I get off the show. You could pledge $10 or more. I did pledge. They did have another, I think, I don't know if they had another one. I thought they did. I tried to donate money before. You can pledge $10 or more, pledge $25 or more, pledge $50 or more, pledge $100 or more, pledge $250 or more, pledge $500 more, $1,000, $2,500. But people, if you can give, go to Kickstarter. You can be part of Surprise, Surprise, and New Romantic Comedy. And it's not a panhandling thing. I'm telling you, I've worked with Crosby and Triceptive Studios, and it was when I was living back home in Boston. This is not a panhandling or a scam. I personally know Crosby Tatum. So I do indeed know where the money going. So if you want to know, that is an honest, tried and true, you know, film company. It's an independent film company. So definitely go there. And, okay. I'm going to go on with my next topic. If Crosby can call in, I hope he can. Let me see. You know, I'm going to type on his Facebook page. Here I go. Wait a minute. I posted there. Let's see. Yo, bro. I'm going to Crosby's Facebook page. If you guys want to go to Crosby's Facebook page, C-R-O-S-B-Y space T-A-T-U-M. I'm actually posting live right now. So I'm going to go, yo, bro. Call in. Call in now. Woo-hoo. So, as you hear me on the air, I'm actually typing this on his page today at here, 12:41 p.m. Yo, bro, call in now. Woo-hoo, on his Facebook page. So, if you go there, you're going to actually find it there. Okay. All right. Now, what I want to bring up, going back to Kennedy and bringing up his Facebook page. With this, I feel very honored to actually get to know people through the internet, which is a miracle nowadays. We wouldn't have been able to do this years ago, but on another different subject, another person here, his name is Kennedy. His last name is spelled capital N-G apostrophe A-N-G apostrophe A. And no, this is not a scam or anything like that, since I personally got to know Kennedy and I was trying to bring him on the air today. Kennedy, if you go to his Facebook page, you can actually see everything about him. Because when you hear, I mean, I know there's a lot of scams out there, but I'm personally looking to these things myself. And Kennedy is about, I think he's about in his late 30s. And this says, about Kennedy, I am a level C-34 quadriplegic after I broke my neck in a diving accident in a swimming pool at school in 1992, then at age 16. I learned to paint from my bed and do paint to sustain my living in this part of the world where the government never provided a support to the disabled. And you can see on his Facebook page where I actually, I'm going to have to get a P.O. box because people are starting to write to me and stuff, and I will get a P.O. box to let, you know, people write to me. I don't want to give out my address. So, Kennedy, if you do hear this, I am going to get a P.O. box number so you can send your painting to me. And what Kenny had did to me when I friended him, you know, I asked him, can you draw anything? He's like, yes, and he's very polite, and he would say, you know, I can draw anything as well. You know, can you draw me next to Jackie Chan? He's like, oh, I can draw anything. Well, Kennedy did this awesome painting, this awesome painting of Jackie Chan and me standing next to him. When I saw it and he posted on my Facebook, I just wanted to cry. And you can see on the Facebook page, you can go to him, and he actually, what he paints, you know, this is how he makes his money, how he makes a living. And I just don't know, I mean, we think here in America, you know, because most of our roads are paved. So we can get along, you know, anywhere. I mean, we have buses and stuff like that and cars and everything. The thing is, Kennedy, he can't walk. He has a wheelchair. And I was hoping he could talk to us about his life today, but it's possible he'll be sleeping. And I can always have him on the show another time, or I can do a special show or something. I'm not really sure because I think I'm only going to be doing two shows per week. And the timing is different because he lives in Africa. So it's kind of like, you know, I'm hoping I can find a way to bring Kennedy on the show. And let's see. We have a caller on the air. Let's see who this is. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Shelly. This is Crosby calling.
Hey, Crosby. Was your ears burning? Because I was talking about you left and right.
Well, we got to get the people what they want. So here I am, full force and ready to go.
Ooh, finally. Yay. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. Can't complain about a lot of things. It's just been a very crazy couple of days lately, just getting ready for us to get ready to go into production with Surprise Surprise. And, you know, when you're on an independent film production, you know, you're going to have your little hiccups here and there. But I think that when you get around that, you're basically get into production, pretty much all that pretty much goes to the wayside in a sense.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I've been, like, filming and stuff. I'm half asleep right now. I think I'm going to take a small nap after the radio show because filming and just go to bed late and get up early. I'm like, you know, I wasn't even too sure if I was going to be able to do a show today. I'm like, you know what? I saw some updates for Surprise Surprise, and I think I went to the Kickstarter page. I was like, man, I was reading about the fundraiser trying to help you raise some money, and I was like, you know what? All the new stuff. I hope Crosby will be able to call in, so I want you to tell everybody what's up, what's new with Surprise Surprise.
Well, what's new with Surprise Surprise since our last conversation is that we had to, in a way, do a little bit of a makeover in terms of who's involved in the project. Now, playing the role of Cynthia Simpson is Jocelyn Padilla. I'm sure you probably heard about her in a number of places.
Yep, she's very sweet, and I just love her. Yep.
Yeah, very sweet, very detail-oriented, and, you know, she's really a burgeoning star in our industry, and, you know, with her project, I Am Monroe, that's on Indiegogo.com, she's starting to fundraise for that right now, so if you guys go check it out, I Am Monroe on Indiegogo. You know, we've basically just been, you know, we cast a number of people, very talented people in the Boston film scene and the Boston film community, who have done some tremendous work. We just got Mike Messier from, Blood Sugar Sid and McCain, I believe. He's gonna kill me on that if I don't remember the movie name. but Mike Messier, saying he's definitely a person that's on board with our film, and you know we just have a tremendous team available. Like Opal Thompson, OWC, she's our associate producer on our film project. We have a lovely Shireen Brown, who is our lead production assistant, and pretty much JoJo Holland being the character Jay, and also we just got Jonathan Smalls, who's now playing pretty much like, you know, a really hated person in the movie, believe it or not, who's a jackass.
Yeah, it's amazing with acting. It's like, you got to tell Opal I said hi. Give her a big hug for me.
Oh, no, definitely I will. Oh, and here's one of the great other thing about our project. We actually got a bona fide Hollywood actress now coming to Boston to be a part of our movie for a day. Her name is Dawn Michette Ross, and she's actually flying from Hollywood to Boston to actually be a part of our movie for a day.
Oh.
She's playing my mother.
Really? What's her name? I'm going to type her up on Facebook. How do you spell her name?
It's Dawn Michette Ross.
Oh, okay. I think I got it. This is one mutual friend, so I'm going to add her on here. So, okay. All right. So I just added her as a friend. And so can you tell me a little bit about her?
Well, she's actually a native. She's basically, you know, a person from Alabama, you know, from. You gotta love Alabama people. People from Alabama, they're just the sweetest, kindest people. They're definitely always looking to help people out and everything, you know. And you know, she basically went out to LA to do some work and get some opportunities. And when she saw about the Surprise opportunity, you know, she actually contributed as a financier to our project. But she also said, like, hey, you know, she's an actress as well. So I said, okay, if you want to come on board, you got to know that this is an indie film project. Not a lot of money into it. So, you know, she just said she was going to go for it. She decided she wants to fly out, and now she's a part of our movie.
sweet. I just pulled her up, and I'm like, she's going to play your mom. She doesn't look old enough to be your mom, Crosby. I'm sorry, but she's beautiful.
Well, she's a beautiful. She's a beautiful young mother for the most part.
Because I'm like, he's like, you know, I was like, you're going to cast her as mom. She could be one of the pretty girls as like the lead. I'm sitting here, wow, she's pretty.
No, she. I mean, she could. You know, she definitely has a great future, great looks to her, and you know, just talking with Dawn Machette, she's just an amazing individual, and you know, saying she's very humble, very sweet, and she is someone that we definitely, definitely want to work with in the future. Like, you know, matter of fact, we'll probably collab on some of the projects as well in the future.
Hey, do you know some of the things that she's worked on at all?
She's worked on a couple of television series. I believe she did an appearance on Gospel Music Channel. But this would be actually her first feature film that's going to be credited to her. So.
Oh, good.
So basically, you know, we got now like somebody from, you know, LA now in our movie, and with Chris Nolan executive producing, we definitely have a great, you know, saying structure in place that we can really do some great damage for this film project.
Yeah, I think he liked, you know, I don't know if you'll be, I don't know if you were able to listen to the show, but it was like, the ears were ringing, you know, you might turn red, like, because I know how you'd be, because I was giving you lots of props before you called in, and it's something where, you know, talking about you, Crosby, where I can relate to you, and I always says, no matter where I go in my life, you know, I always think of you and the Triceptus family, you know, Triceptus Studio family, and it's just something where you have that rocky thing about you, and it's like, that's how I feel the same way, and I can relate to you. When I was talking about surprise, and in your life, and read off of, you know, you took it as part of your life, you know, and having, we all have self-esteem issues, and I wrote the statistics thing that, you know, I read off your fundraiser page, and, you know, it's really true, because of how we all feel, and even though we look perfect on the outside, some people do, we actually do, as human beings, have some sort of self-esteem issue, and to bring that into a film, you know, that's something really special, because it's truth, and, you know, I think it's going to be a heartwarming film, and just knowing you personally, because it's like from something, someone, an LA director had said, I didn't know the whole story, but it's like believing in you, you know, somebody's, you know, I don't know what the person had said, you know, I didn't bring up the whole issue, but just believing that, you know, you're not panhandling. I know you personally, and I was trying to ask people maybe on the show today if they can go there and read it and to donate to the film, you know, and to know that you're not panhandling, and it's something where you are putting yourself in there, and you're working a full-time job, and also the statistics, because I think the media likes to show the bad points of life about, you know, other cultures, like showing, you know, I'm thinking, you know, talking about you, and showing, you know, you're not doing drugs, you're not doing all this hysterical, typical stuff that they show in the media, and it's like you're a regular person, and, you know, you're working hard, and it's something where to invest in your film, I do believe it would be a wonderful opportunity. I mean, what do you think?
Well, in a way, I understand from his aspect what he was trying to say. And matter of fact, with most crowdfunding websites or campaigns or projects that start on crowdfunding websites, the statistics are very frightening, to be honest with you. And pretty much when you set your goal, you always want to go for the one that's lowest as possible that you think that you can raise or that you believe you can raise. And so, you know, believe it or not, the statistics state that basically 39.5% of film projects that are on crowdfunding websites actually fail. I take that back. 39% of them are more successful, and then, you know, pretty much around 77% of those fail, believe it or not. You have to have some really deep connections, and you really have to know a lot of people in order for, you know, that thing to pull off. It's amazing that we already got to the point where now we're 52% funded with our film project, and we just need, you know, a certain amount. We just need at least a good $1,200 to go, and we have at least 3 days left until our fundraising campaign ends. Otherwise, we're not going to get any dollar amount of that amount of money to our film project. So It's, you know, I look at it like this. Panhandling, you know, everyone calls it what it is. Everyone's going to say their feelings. And, you know, and in some instance, you know, it would have been nice if I could have put name talent in our film project. But, you know, when you don't have a name, when you don't have anything, when you know that you know what you're truly capable of, but not the entire world knows about you, you're going to have a chip on your shoulders. You're going to have something that says, man, I don't care what you say about me. I'm going to do whatever I want to do in this world because I know I can do it. So, I you know, with this movie, with Surprise, Surprise, I'm carrying a little chip on my shoulder a little bit because, you know, a lot of people, they said, don't shoot this movie now. Wait till summertime. You know, don't, you know, wait till you got the right people, the right cast and the right talent. You know, let's just do this. Let's do that. And for a good point, people are right. You know, but I look at it also like this, and that is, you know, if I'm waiting for such a long time to make this movie, you know, I got to make sure I have the right people involved. And if I'm not getting the right people involved, you know, name wise, I might as well go shoot the movie now when I have, like, you know, saying a bunch of local people who are hungry, starving for their first piece of a real feature film project with a great script, a great story, and also, you know, with the best person in the world who can really exhibit their talents.
And I say
that confidently because I know what I'm truly capable of, and honestly, it's scary, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's not a fact of being scary. I don't think it's because when people have
I mean, Shelley, scary as in I'm really that damn good.
Yeah, that's what I know, because, see, I have the personal experience. This is why I like bringing you on the show, and it's like, I can back you up because I've worked with you. Do you know what I'm saying? I was like, I was actually there to see how you work on set, and it's like, it's no bullcrap. You're very serious. You're very dedicated, even down to the last detail. Even you have this energy that's so high that you want to see on a screen. You have that energy that people love. It's natural. It's not from drugs. It's from life. And no matter what in your life, you have not let it, you become bitter. You know, with everything, you know, you've gone through, and I've known you for a couple of years now, and knowing and trying to, like, see your Facebook page and seeing you, everything you did, even getting into martial arts. Do you know what I'm saying? Even that, how is that going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. Can't complain. Just working on conditioning right now. And, you know, we're actually going to feature a portion of that in our movie. Going to be working with the people at High Speed Defense with Joe Wu out there in Lowell. We're going to film a scene in our movie over at his gym. And needless to say, when you guys see the scene, you guys are really going to be laughing loud at it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to love this. Hang tight.
Yeah, so, but you know, I want to, you know, I'm incorporating a lot of things into my life with this movie, as you previously stated, and I really do want to just, you know, exhibit this personality of mine, and a great friend of mine told the story that, you know, what you want to do with what you want to do with your life, when you're screenwriting and scriptwriting, just write your story, write your aspect of your life and just compose it into, you know, a great story. And that's what personally I'm doing with my screenwriting, my stories, is that I'm just taking my stories, which are very underdog-based, very overlooked-based, and I'm really composing myself into new characters and just saying, hey, there's a story behind this. We can follow it. Can it be commercial or indie? I don't know, but it, you know, these are the stories I want to tell, and this is how I want to tell it in this industry.
Yeah, and I do believe, because like I said, with working you and keeping in contact with you, and even seeing even what you're, you know, working hard is because, you know, every step along the way, even if I might not comment something, I always, you know, I kind of, what do they call it, peeping your profile or whatever the terms are. I lose track of terms and stuff, you know, perving your profile or something on Facebook when you're just checking it out. I don't know the correct terms, but just seeing what you're doing along the way, even your quotations and stuff, you know, your struggles and everything of what getting through, and even in your life, you know, working a full-time job and trying to make a dream, a vision, become a reality on screen. And the thing, you know, to me, I know everybody talks about when they say success and they think it has to be millions of dollars and stuff. To me, I mean, I know that's that's a big deal, you know, hoping they'll make a lot of money off the film. The thing is, a lot of people, they say they do things right, and they want to get the film, it never gets shown. When you actually get that film shown in a screen, you know, in a screening, and even in a theater, you're sitting in the audience, you're seeing it in front of you. That is like, that's like a success in itself. And if that's your first film, and, you know, just doing something like that and taking it from there and even working harder, you know, just keep making it happen, then you're a success in yourself, Robbie. And that's what, you know, seeing with a pilot you had did before and being part of a music video, seeing how you work on set, you're amazing, amazing man. You're a great, humane human being. You have that energy, and you keep going. You're a fighter. You're your own type of Rocky man, and it's something where I know you're going to become successful. And it's like, I, from the bottom of my heart, I hope everyone, and you can give the whole Trifecta Stew family a hug for me, because I believe in you guys. No matter where I go, even the day when I'm working with Jackie Chan, you guys are still always going to be in my heart.
Mhm. And we definitely just appreciate every, you know, definitely appreciate the fact that, like, you know, you see our work and you see how hard we're working, and, you know, we're very thankful for all that you've done, Shelly, and also for supporting us as how you have. It's truly amazing, and it's truly, you know, stupendous. We really just thank you for everything.
Yeah, and I still am going to support you, even though it's like, as you're filming, go along, if you want to post on your Facebook, I'll be watching you. You know, it's like a big sister, you know, keeping an eye on you. That's what I'm doing. It's like, whether you knew it or not, all these years being up there, I still look at your Facebook page. Whether you know it or not, if I don't comment, I'm always watching you, Crosby. Just keep in mind.
No, definitely, definitely. And, just really thank you for just the time and opportunity to just, have us on board with, you know, just talking about this film on this platform here on the Shelly Nunchuck Show. It's truly an amazing thing what you're doing here. We're just happy that we have this platform that we just can talk and we can really communicate what we're feeling and what we're doing, and just giving us a shine a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely want to keep doing that. Yeah, I want to keep doing that, because this is what my, you know, what my show is about. It's like I always tell people, you know, with my guests, I'm not going to have like a Howard Stern type of show. When I have someone as a guest on my show, right, it says if you welcome them into your house, and if you have a guest in your household, you don't want them to be harassed. So that's what I'm doing. People that have dreams, they want to sit and talk about it. You know, if people can't listen to it live, and I've been looking at the archives, like I did a dedication to Michael Clark Duncan, who recently passed away, and I've looked at people that I listened to and found out you can't listen, like I tried to like listen to myself, and it's like every time I listen to it, it's only considered once. So when I looked at the archives, almost 900 people have listened to that one show, and in one of the shows I dedicated to Jackie Chan, for the guy that I want to work with, about 600 people listen to the show, and I got to check out, you know, maybe I'll find out who's listening to this show. And it's like, people are listening to my shows, and I've only had this show for a month and a half. So if somebody is listening to my shows, I must be having something to give. And it's like, I just ramble on. It's not scripted. It's just like whatever pops into my mind, whatever I think of, that's what I talk about on the show, and to talk about the dreams, not about sexual orientation, not anything about politics. I want people like yourself to be on my show, be able to talk without worrying about what you're going to say. So you're always welcome on the show, and I always got your back.
Yes, definitely, Shell. We definitely appreciate your time and energy just putting us into this film project and everything. And you know, let me just state some things to really to any of my cast and crew who are here on Surprise Surprise who are listening here. Because we're actually getting ready to do a rehearsal in about a few hours from now. I just want to just tell this to all my cast and crew and anyone who's listening out there, and that is what we're doing here with Surprise Surprise is special. It might not be special to a lot of people. It might not be special to, you know, one person, but to me, it's very special. You know, I'm pretty much putting everything on the line just to make this movie a reality. I've already, like, you know, I almost missed out on my rent. I almost pretty much almost got fired from my job because I've been working on this movie. I'm pretty much risked relationships, personal things I want to do with myself, all to make this movie a reality, because this is me. This is my story. This is everything that I want to do with myself and this business, what we do to entertain, to take away a few hours of your sorrows, of your pains, of what you're going through in everyday life, you know, while we're going through these things ourselves. That's really our goal. And honestly speaking, for my cast and crew who might have a little, who might seem like, you know, well, we're with you, Crosby, but we're not sure how you're going to do it. I just want to put any doubts and fears to rest and let you guys know each and every one of you are in good hands with me. I'm going to make sure to take care of you guys. I'm going to make sure to get you to the dance, because I promised you from day one, I'm going to get you to the dance, because I'm that good and I believe in what I am truly capable of. And it's deadly, and I am going to do everything in my power to make sure that we have a great movie, that you have a great shoot, and I will take care of you extensively and as much as possible. We have a great team backing us, and we also have a great system in place. And so I just want to let everyone know that I love my cast. I love my team that they're with me. They follow me. They understand what our situation is. And I just want to let you guys know I'm going to do everything in my power and then some to make sure that we will be one of the premier award-winning films of 2013. Surprise, surprise. Please head to our Kickstarter page and please pledge your donation towards our movie and just be a part of our film project. Join up with us, participate with us, join Team Surprise. Just contribute whatever you can. We have 52% up. We just need at least a good 1,200 more contributions, and then, you know, our project, hey, you might help make this project even a lot better for each and every one of us to make. So please just continuously pledge and donate, share our Kickstarter page, and thank you guys very much for the time to have this floor and here on the Shelly Nunchuck Show. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Crosby, and I know you're going to have a very busy day today. I know you got to go, but is there anything else, any other updates or anything you'd like to say or shout outs to anyone?
Updates, really, just head to our website, surprisethis.com, SURPRISE.com, and you could check out some updated information and bios on our cast and crew, and also you can be led to our Kickstarter page on our website at surprisethis.com and also on Kickstarter. And I want to give a shout out to Opal Thompson, to Laz, who's out there, and also Opal with OWC, and also our Team Surprise that's all the way out everywhere, hashtag Team Surprise on Twitter. You know, say if you hear this interview. Also, I want to give a shout out to my homegirl Mary Moore, you know, saying who's out there. Papa loves you, baby. And that's about it. I just wanted to just say thank you to each and every one of you guys. And we'll talk soon, and we'll probably come on the show in a couple of weeks from now and let you know about our first film shoot. Matter of fact, 2 weeks from now, expect me to be on the show on our first day of our shoot.
Whoa, really? Not next Sunday, yeah. The Sunday after that?
September 30th.
Cool. I'm so psyched.
September 30th, expect us to be on set to have us listen and interviewed live while we're on set.
Cool. This is going to be awesome. I'm energy. We might short circuit the radio station then. All the positive energy.
All the energy in the world will be sucked out. We will broadcast. We will have a live interview on set on Surprise Surprise. So basically, you want to start your show around 5 for the most part on Sunday. Just give me full
on 5 p.m.?
Warning.
5 okay,
p.m.
So.
5 p.m. Sunday. Make sure you are live for the
That's
happening.
That's what I'm going to do. This is going to be awesome. Tell everybody to get ready, you know. This is going to be so awesome. So September 30th, it's a date on the radio show of Shelly Nunchucks with the cast and crew of Surprise Surprise. This is going to be awesome, September 30th.
Yes. Make sure you come out. Make sure you listen in. Get your plugs in, because we're gonna be shooting. If our Kickstarter goes or doesn't go, we're still shooting. So, hey, you want to be a part of this movie? make a pledge now, surprisethis.com, and we will be live as live can be on September 30th. But after 5 p.m., you will be able to witness the crew, cast crew, surprise, surprise, as we first shoot our first scene for this movie.
This is going to be awesome, and I thank you so much, Crosby. I believe in you guys, and I look forward to you guys on the show on September 30th.
Definitely. Thank you very much, Shelley. Have a good night, everyone. Good day, everyone.
All right. You take care. Have fun rehearsing today.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, Crosby.
Bye.
Well, everybody, that was Crosby Tatum, one of my bros back in Boston, and I'm so glad I had the opportunity to get to work with him in the whole Triceptor Studios. Hi to everyone back in Boston. I'm a little bit tongue-tied because I am a little bit exhausted from filming South Care and such. And right now, I'd like to play once again, this is Crosby Tatum. It was a song that we actually have queued up in there, all the songs. It's Feel. I had the honor myself to work on this video. Was a lot of fun that day. It's a good feeling song, and that's why I actually play it on the show. So this is for Crosby Tatum, Laz and Kat, and the whole Triceptor Studios. I'll never forget. You know, this is the song Feel. I'm going to take a little break. Here we go once again with the song Feel, which I actually opened up the show. Usually it's The Fighter, but I wanted to open up with special guest star here today. Let's see. I'm going to play it once again. Here we go.
Yeah. Last Ritz, Cata B, Miss Smith and Envy, for the little 9, y'all, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptor Studios, check it, yeah, yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love, I saw you walking by looking all upset, that was a cue for me, just the end of the set, to take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dog on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put yours on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh. You just make me feel. Ha, 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 ha,
you just make me feel. I was a PCP, that's a primetime player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to steer. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was death a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one-on-one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But through the cell, don't waste no time. Ooh, ah, ha, ha, ooh, ah, ha, ha, ooh, ah. You just make me feel, feel. Ooh, ah, ha, ha, ooh, ah, ha, ha.
once again, that was a song Feel with Laz and Cav, Brother Crosby Tatum, all the way back with Triceptive Studios back in Boston. Triceptive Studios for life, baby. Yeah, it's the Shelly Nunchuck Show. I'm exhausted. I think I'm taking a nap after the show. I don't even know how I'm walking right now, to tell you the truth. I'm just like, I'm so exhausted and such. And I just, a couple more things I wanted to bring up. And I'm asking everybody, if they do decide to call in, please do not bring up about sexual orientations or politics. I'm not having it on my show. If I'm talking about films and stuff and dreams, that's what it's about. So I don't care where you're from. If you want to talk about a dream, it's 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. Yes, I know sometimes I talk a little funny. I'm from Boston, so I'm going to try to do the best I can, and I'm trying to pronounce things the best I can. You know, it's something from my heart that I'm trying to do. So never disrespecting anyone. I'm just trying to do the best that I can here, learning as I go. Now, once again, a person I like to talk about is Kennedy. If I can say his name right, I'm going to pronounce it. He actually is from Mombasa, Kenya, and it's actually in Africa. And Kennedy's last name, Nganga, is capital N-G-A. And with Kennedy, he actually got into a diving accident when he was 16, and he became paralyzed. And he makes his living actually from painting. And he makes these wonderful, beautiful paintings, which he makes his living off of. It's not a scam. I got in touch with him on Facebook, and it's something where if anybody wants to call in, you can actually go to his Facebook page if you want to help support him. Well, my telephone number is 877-907-7217. It's toll-free. It's Sunday, so no one to let you know. I know cell phones are usually free on Sunday. It's here at 116 Standard Eastern Time up here in Maine. I'm originally from Boston, but with Kennedy, he makes his living, and, you know, in his village, I know it is kind of rough. And what he did, you know, with the tragedy, it did not stop him. He's got the spirit, I think, of a lion himself. He sits there and he draws, and his paintings are, like, unbelievable. Go to his Facebook page. It's Kennedy, capital N-G, apostrophe A-N-G, apostrophe A. You look at his pictures. They're unbelievable. They're just beautiful, beautiful pictures. You can purchase them. You'd have to, like, actually write to him and find out how much the paintings they are and stuff. I personally asked him to do a painting, and with the one guy that I want to work with, Jackie Chan, I says, can you draw it? Because he has lots of these great pictures of where he lives and stuff, and he's painted them. They're beautiful. They're absolutely gorgeous. And looking at, I mean, I almost cried when he had the picture he was holding up, and he did my picture, and I was like, I wanted, you know, to buy something that meant something a lot to me if he could do it. He drew a picture of Jackie Chan and me together, side by side, and when he posted it on my Facebook page, my name is Shelly Nunchucks, and if you go there, find me. I mean, I posted once again, and it's just beautiful. You can see it on his Facebook page. He did it with Jackie Chan and myself. Once again, the guy that I want to work with. And when I saw it, I just started bawling in tears. I was actually taking a lunch break, was home, and when I saw it, I was like, I don't even think I can go back to work because his painting meant so much to me. And I'm actually, Kennedy, if you're listening to this, I am going to get a P.O. box so that you can actually send it to me because something where, you know, nothing personal to anybody out there, you know, I've been sending out a couple of pictures and I've signed some autographed pictures and I think some people have been wanting to write to me. I'm not going to give out my address. I'm going to get a P.O. box number. I'm sorry. I apologize, Kennedy. I want the picture and I think it's really beautiful with Jackie Chan and myself. It's just that I want to get the P.O. box and I will get that so you can send it to me. And I mean, people, you can buy these paintings. He himself make these paintings. It's not a scam. You can go to his Facebook page and you can check it out. He has these beautiful paintings. I mean, of peacocks and lions and where he lives. And it's absolutely beautiful with what he does. And really, to think about it, where he lives, you know, I don't know. I wish you would be able to call in. It is a toll-free number, Kennedy. I don't know if you have access to a phone. It's 877-907-7217. If anybody wants to speak on behalf of Kennedy, they're welcome to do so on my show. So I'm also going to repost this my radio station on my Facebook page because even in the archives, people do listen to my shows, and they actually listen to one that I did dedicate to Michael Clark Duncan. It was like, rest in peace, the guy, you know, the guy from the Green Mile. And I've seen that almost about 900 people, I think, have listened to my show, you know, in the archives. So I feel very, you know, blessed that people are listening to my show. So you know, if anybody wants to help out Kennedy, believe me, where he lives, it is a really hard, tough life. I mean, here in America, we take things for granted so much, and then people are so worried about every other person's lives out there, and there's haters and such, but it's like people, maybe they should wake up and realize what is really important, because if really you think about it, you know, anywhere, I mean, people have tougher situations than us, but look at where, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it, where I don't even know how he's just gotten by. You know, I don't know if there's running water out there and in the village and stuff. It must be a tough life. But this man, Kennedy, he has this smile that glows about him. Every time he posts a picture of himself, you see that happiness, and it's in his painting. He is very talented. So go to his Facebook page. It's Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y, capital N-G, apostrophe A-N-G, apostrophe A. And I personally know it is a real page. It's not a scam, because when you see, like, Nigerian things that you get from in the email and it's all these scams and stuff, it is not a scam. It's a real person who makes these paintings, and you will help them out. I personally looked into this myself, so it's not one of those scam things that you get through email. It's a real person. So if you do go there, he's an independent business owner. It will say there, this is his real Facebook page, so that you go into the right one, and you will see everything that he's made. Like I said, there's a picture of him holding up a painting of Jackie Chan and myself. He has a picture, I believe it's Nelson Mandela, and many other people. I mean, this is from where he lives. And the other thing, too, you know, rest in peace. His mama just passed away a little while ago, and I think Kennedy is in his late 30s, and his paintings is his way that supports his life. Now, once again, I don't know where he lives in the villages, if it's dirt roads or, you know, cements and stuff. And I was trying to go on there to see pictures. I mean, he's done paintings of, like, elephants and monkeys and peacocks. Now, just try to think, you know, with the roads themselves. Like I said, I don't know. I've never been to Africa, so I don't know where he lives in his village. Just imagine having on a dirt road and having a wheelchair and trying to, you know, get by. I mean, it must be hard. And you just can't fathom living in places that's hot enough where, you know, people do like to overcome obstacles. And I give him, you know, he is a fighter. He truly is a Rocky. And just to see him, his smiles with his paintings, and, you know, it's something that's so beautiful. And I'm like, I'm talking and going through his paintings. Like, I think there's like some sort of antelope head, just trying to talk to you. We'll bring it up here and opening the pictures on his Facebook page, and it says here, it says, can you imagine, this is among my first paintings at learning the basic elements of art in 2002. I learned only 7 lessons from here on in his bed. Oh, my God. He was in his bed, you know, learning how to paint, where I still paint from since then. So he's actually painting from his bed, and that's how he makes his living. So, and then opening up more, it says, Jumbo, dear friend, sometimes life is really unfair. After undergoing 2 major surgeries, one in last year, this was April 18, 2011, and the second earlier this year, the news that I really just like to hear is that she will be reporting to hospital and second, this must be his mama. And I guess, you know, he lost his mother. And I guess, you know, sometimes that's their whole world. And with his situation, he's still positive. And just go to his Facebook page. You'll understand everything once you go there. And once again, I hope Kennedy someday will be able to call in my show. It's 877-907-7217. If anybody knows Kennedy out there, any family members, you know, if you can get him to someday call in on my show, I'd love to have him as a guest, because his work is beautiful. And just looking at the jaguars, I mean, everything that this guy is painting, Wow. I mean, I can't, you know, I can only talk about so much on the radio show, but you have to go to his Facebook to see it, to believe it. If you purchase one of his paintings, I think you're going to help him in his life from day-to-day, you know, basis, you know, things that we take for granted. So go to his Facebook page. It's Kennedy, K-N-N-E-D-Y, and the last correct spelling of his last name, capital N-G apostrophe, A-N-G apostrophe A. So, you know, you can ask him to paint something. Believe me, you know, you're going to be helping out this man in more ways than anything. So you can go to his page and, you know, check him out. One thing I'd like to bring up on my show, once again, I do not talk about sexual orientation, do not talk about the politics, because this is one actor that I do like, and I'm going to ask respectfully when I bring up, a person, Wesley Snipes. Please do not, if you're going to call and talk about the man, please, be respectful. I don't want to talk about his situation where he is now, and it's like, I'm a supporter of Wesley Snipes. But what I wanted to bring up today is about, Hollywood will sometimes take something, and this is not about Blade, but you know what I'm going to get at? My point is vampires. What they turn vampires in the films, they turn them into wimps. And come on, vampires do not sparkle. Vampires are supposed to be strong and sexy and, something where, they're men. I mean, it's kind of like, I just don't understand the way the series is. And it's kind of like me for a vampire. You cannot compare the Blade films because, first of all, besides Wesley Snipes being accomplished martial artist, you know that the film kicks butt. You cannot compare the vampire films, the ones that sparkle out there, to the Blade films. Now, I know with Wesley's situation, I think once he gets it resolved, he's going to make another Blade film. And to let you know, I mean, there was great people in some of his films. You have to see the dynamics of the fight scenes. I think on Netflix you might be able to see it, go YouTube and stuff, and it's just like the amazing dynamics of even the fight scenes are amazing with the weapons and such. And to make a point here with Blade, now I'm going to point this out, not just because it's Wesley Snipes and the dynamics of the fight scenes, in the scripts themselves. There's one person, and let me say, he's a true martial artist. He's loved internationally known throughout the world. He's worked with Jackie Chan and many other greats, Donnie Yen. Come on, Blade. But, Donnie Yen is in Blade. Now, if that doesn't tell you something, come on. Donnie Yen is in Blade. If you don't know who Donnie Yen is, you have to go look it up. The man had played Ip Man, which was really Bruce Lee's teacher, and the film was incredible. And Donnie is an incredible martial artist. And let me say, if you got Donnie Yen in one of your films, like Blade, let me just say, that'll blow those sparkly vampires away any day. Because first of all, Donnie Yen, he's a sexy man. He's a sexy beast. And he can kick butt like there's no tomorrow. So if you got Donnie Yen in a film, believe me, that film will kick away any little sparkly little vampires any day. Now, I know to each their own, whatever. Personally, it's nothing to do with the actors themselves. It's nothing to do, I don't care what anybody's personal life is. I'm talking about films and the films themselves. So I don't know the actors personally, so, I can't say anything about that. It's about the films themselves and things that I like because basically, you already, anybody out there in the world, you're going to think of the sparkly vampires. Not everybody in America is going to like the sparkly vampires. I don't care what, it says out there and you see out there in America. Not everybody loves sparkly vampires. I mean, come on. What is a brooding, wimpy vampire? I mean, that is just not sexy. It is so, like, I just can't look at it. When someone's, like, brooding all the time like that and, he's wimpy and he's kind of sparkly. That's not a vampire. You have to look at the Blade films and compare the vampires in the fight scenes. Like I said, the vampires themselves on the sparkly films, they're not good looking at all, for vampires. You got to take the Blade films and just know what a vampire really is. What has Hollywood done to vampires? Of course, vampire films, maybe they're not like my kind of genre to really look into. I think I've lost my appeal because when you're watching like Dracula and stuff growing up, you do know back on the Dracula and seeing all the films, Dracula, where it's coming from, if they're supposed to be descendants of Dracula or whatever, Vlad the Impaler or whatever with the whole history, they're not their wimpy, sparkly things. And I don't know what the heck, what happened. Because if you watched all these older films with Dracula and stuff, Dracula was the man. And he wasn't sparkly. He could, just be very strong and just had that allure, that sex appeal, but he was a real man who could really, once was a real man. I mean, what I'm trying to get the point that vampires don't sparkle. And it's just kind of like, I keep repeating myself over and over again, but you have to watch the Blade films to understand what I'm talking about and what I'm trying to represent. And I hope that dear God, when Wesley gets some things straightened out, I hope he does make another Blade film. Hey, I'll be in a Blade film. I'll play a vampire for crying out loud, but I don't want to sparkle. But, you know, to think that, you know, with what Hollywood does, sometimes they take something and just ruin it. And if you really think about it, I think most of the sparkly vampire fans were, you know, girls that are teenagers. So maybe it's another whole generation, but to be truthful, vampires are not supposed to sparkle. I mean, it's, you know, you just got to bring it because it's the same stuff. I tried to be open-minded, and I saw the films, and I wanted to, you know, say, okay, what's this all about? Of course, I saw them for free, and I looked at it. The films really aren't that great. I mean, I was bored as heck. And if you really think about it, once again, if the vampires are not sexy at all, it's the wolf pack. What's his name? Taylor. I mean, goodness, he's probably the youngest one. I'm old enough to be his mother. But Taylor is actually better looking than, what's his name? Patterson. If you really think about it, Taylor is much more sexier. He's got a better cut. He's got color. He doesn't look like he's dying in real life. And he's way more attractive. So I think the wolf pack is actually more attractive than the vampire pack. Of course, they're supposed to look dead, but I don't know. What is his name? Robert Pattinson look like that in real life anyway, so it's not too much off being playing that in real life. So I guess it kind of fits him. Once again, I you know, whatever to each their own, I mean, but I just hope Blade just comes back and hopefully another movie. It's been a little while. So Wesley Snipes, if you're listening, dude, save us. I'm taking this from Star Wars. You're just our only hope. I'm Princess Leia here just saying, Wesley Snipes, do another Blade film, please. Dear God, help us all, because you could bring sexy back with the vampires. Ha-ha! And let's see. I got a little while to go, another half hour. Hope I'm going to last, because I'm so tired. I want to tell everyone, and I'll tell the whole world, when you have a dream, from personal experience, I was around very negative people for so many years. I'm not talking about just like family, but I'm also talking about, you know, any guys, any men, and just people in general that I surrounded myself with, very negative people. I had to, like, get away from all the negative people. And I'm so happy in my life as it is right now. Like I said, the reason why I'm tired is because working on a dream, I'm working full-time, and, like, with any other independent films, you know, it's really something where I just can't believe, you know, like this is my dream, is to work with Jackie Chan. Nothing is impossible. I've been working on this every single day for 7 years. And in a Jackie Chan film, he has many different characters. Not all of them are black belts and stuff. I mean, they have many different crazy characters in a Jackie Chan film. So I have some improv experience. I can make people laugh. I've done dinner theaters. I've got paid for the shows. So I have the experience of making people laugh. I've done a little bit of work in independent films. I trained a little bit in martial arts. So to bring what I can be the best Shelly Nunchucks. And I know I can make Jackie Chan laugh. I know I can do that. It's not impossible because Jackie Chan is me. And with my craziness that I can bring in roles where I make tons of people laugh doing the dinner theater shows, I haven't done them for so long because I have moved up to Maine. You know, as you can tell, it listens to me. I am a Boston girl. So, you know, Boston, you know, park the car and have a job, like I brought up before with Mountain Men. You can't park the car and have a job. If you're from Boston, then you know you can't park the car and have a job. There's no place to park. You got to take the red line. And I swear to God, that's how it is in Boston. So if you hear that saying, park the car and have a job, no. You can't park the car and have a job because there's no place to park. You got to take the red line in, okay? Anyway, I want to bring up about Falkir. And we were filming, and I guess they were doing a documentation. Two girls, you know, I have no idea what's going on in production and stuff. I am part of Unicorn Cove, part of the family. But I'm just, you know, a permanent fixture. I just don't know, you know, about production. I don't know about shooting and stuff like that. I just show up, I'm in the film, that's it. And we were, I guess people were actually filming us. And they were filmmakers themselves, and they're doing a documentary, I think, on a horror. I don't know what the whole thing's about, but I hope I'm able to see it. Anyway, with self-care, once again, when I was a young girl, I watched Wonder Woman. And it's something where when you're a little girl, if anybody around that time here, you see Wonder Woman, you want to be Wonder Woman. You know, you're sitting there, here I am so many years later, I am playing a Wonder Woman. And being able to do that, you know, we've been filming, and we're, you know, getting more deeper into it now. We're waiting for a while ago when I was filming, you know, excuse me, my throat's getting a little dry here, but, you know, just being able to do it, to be part of this, I feel very blessed. And what I want to talk about when I come back, I'm actually going to play a song. Now, this song, okay, you want to have a feel for Falkir. You know how those, if anybody out there know what I'm going to talk about, they're going to understand. You know how epic films have the feel? Like they have this great music, and you feel it in your heart. You can feel it because music, it sets the tone to a film. And it makes you feel when you're watching it in the theaters. It gives you that more feeling of what the film is about. Now, Jorge de Coro de Lisa and his lovely, beautiful wife, Sonari, they do music together. It's really beautiful. There is a song I'm going to play. It's called Battle Song. When you listen to this song, you're going to feel it. You're going to get a film for Falkir. I don't know if this song is actually in the film itself. I'll have to ask the, I mean, I call my big bro. I can say his name, Ahura, but a lot of people can't pronounce it. You can call Ahura Z. You can look on his Facebook page, Ahura Z. Cordeliza. You can look up on Unicorn Cove, Unicovia Pictures, I mean, anything. Or, you know, contact me and I can get you in touch, you know, point you in the right direction of the page if you don't know how to spell Ahura. It's A-H-U-R-A. You know, big guy, he's got tattoo on his face, blonde blade, blonde braids, and he is, you know, he's a very honorable man, you know, if you want to check out his pages and stuff, and I will read about the fundraiser, too, for Falkir. Anyway, I want to take a little break. Here is Battle Song. Listen to the song. You're going to feel it. You'll understand if you know about epic films, you're going to get a feel for Battle Song. Here it is, Battle Song. song. That's the epic song type of feel you can feel for a film. I don't know if that's going to be on our film, Falkir, but if you hear it, you'll understand. That's by my brother, my teacher, an awesome man who whores the cordeliza and his lovely wife, Snari. So, since you hear that song, you're going to get a feel for the film Falkir. And once again, we were... I didn't expect it going to the house. We had dinner and stuff, and I guess all week long, I mean, I'm busy doing my own thing, you know, because of before I was able to go on and start doing my own things in life and what are things I've always wanted to do, and dreams can happen. So anyway, to get back to what I was saying, I end up coming over to the house, and there's these two filmmakers, and they're filming us, and I'm going, okay. So I was nervous because it was like, what am I supposed to do? You know, it's like when we're sitting there eating, they're filming us doing, you know, doing what we normally do. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, I never had anybody sitting there filming us eating. And I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to be doing what I'm doing. But it was just kind of something that was different than I didn't expect this. And I'm like, man, from now on, I just got to, no matter what I do, people can just film me anywhere, I guess, you know. So I know. I should know better. It's like working with a horror, I should just be like, okay, just expect the unexpected, because even the day of filming, when we're filming out there in Hots and Horses and doing all those things, all of us Valkyrie were together. We're in our training, you know, costumes. And let me say, they do a damn good job on the costumes themselves. It's just like amazing because they sew everything. You know, it's not bought. They designed it themselves. So I'm in, you know, actually feeling good. You know, trying to film yesterday with all of us together, and it's starting. Falkir is really starting, just starting. We've been filming, and it's like it has a feel. It's finally coming together. And any independent filmmaker that knows that feeling, it's starting to come together. And I know I'm just blessed and honored to be part of Falkir because I'm playing a Wonder Woman. I can't say too much, but it's just like, there's just a scene I know I'm going to be doing. I can't wait. Something a horror told me yesterday. I just cannot wait to be doing a scene. I just can't talk about it, but it's just something that a horror said to me yesterday that was like, oh, my gosh. And I'm like, I can't wait. I can't wait to film. I'm so psyched, and I'm so overtired. I'm losing my voice. But it's like when you have a dream, you just try to give it your all and to work with a horror. It's like, you know, to me, you know, working on horror, it's kind of like thinking, yeah, man, this is serious stuff. And it's, you know, I try. I mean, you know, I'm not perfect, but I'm trying. I really am, and I'm trying to keep my heart to this. And, you know, hopefully soon we'll film my film, The Dishwasher, because I just feel so honored and blessed to actually be able to be, you know, part of this, you know, to be able a part of my own film, you know, to try to get to the guy and doing everything in the radio show. I asked God, like I said, you know, for a bigger voice. And on this radio show, it's you know, it's live, but it can be heard anywhere around the world. And how much more of a bigger voice than that? And be able to say what I want to say and do what I want to do on a radio show, that's a blessing itself. So I'm sitting here, and I've got a few minutes left anyway, and it's like, you know, maybe I'll take a little nap and just take it easier for the rest of the day, or, you know, do what I do. I might be adding more pages to my ferret book. I call it The Skeptical Ferret, and it's based on a true story, once again, of a ferret that came up to me, and it's something where my whole life, animals just end up showing up, and that's how I have pet, and that's how my little co-host Jackie here is my little co-host, the little furball. I don't know if ever any in the world of radio usually have people, but my little co-host is actually my kitty cat, which was a stray. I took her in, and she's this beautiful calico cat, and she's a little ninja, where she just, like, she runs around like a ninja, and I just, like, love her. You know, she does her little things. If there's a little spider or something, she'll actually get it and say, you know, she's doing her own little thing, and here she is side by side with me, co-hosting the radio show with me. So it's just a blessing that I have a little furball showing up, and, you know, loving her with all my heart. And let's see, I want to play another song, and it is by my brother, Orizo Cordelis, and his lovely wife, Sonari. It's called Asthenius, and actually it's A-T-H-E-N-A-T-I-S, but before I actually play that song, I'd like to actually, let's see, it's, you know, read from the Foul Care fundraiser. Once again, let's see, let me try to bring up Foul Care. Let's see, I'm going to the site of Foul Care, the fundraiser. Let's see if it's going to bring up from Facebook. You can actually check it out, Foul Care, F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R. It is a Facebook on a horror, Thorcore, Deliza, A-H-U-R-A-D-I-L-I-Z, I'm sorry, D-I-L-I-I-Z-A. And this is actually for the fundraiser. And we're trying to raise $35,000. And I want to read exactly what, let's see, trying to find the exact words because I read it directly from Facebook. I'm just trying to bring it up. It's a little ways down there, the fundraiser, so I have to go all the way back down because we've been filming and they're actually posting us on the horses. We've taken horseback riding lessons, so I'm going back way back down. Let's see. Fundraiser, excuse me. I'm losing my voice here. Okay. Fundraiser. Fundraiser. Foul Care. Excuse me. Okay, right on the Facebook page, you're going to go way, way down. But you can actually go to fundraiser, FUNDRZR.com. And on Foul Care, this is actually Foul Care Fundraiser, FALCYYR Fundraiser, at fundraiser.com, FUNDRAZR.com. You can actually go there to Foul Care, FAYCYYR on Facebook, and you'll see pictures and stuff of everything that's going in. I'm going to read about the fundraiser. Here we go. We need to raise $35,000 to complete Foul Care. We need different camera equipment and better screening equipment. We've gone as far as we can go without your help. Those of you that know Ahura, A-H-U-R-A, know that he has the ability to take a little and stretch it to its limit, and he has. But now he needs your help. We are asking for funds so that we can do a beautiful film to present to you. If even 100 of you gave 150, that would help us considerably. If there are companies out there that would be willing to sponsor our project, we will find a way to feature you, your product, or your name in Foul Care. We will do it in an artistic way so that it fits within the grand scheme of the movie. We are doing the best that we can with no money, but we have hit a wall. We do not need millions, although we would graciously accept it, but to fulfill the vision of Foul Care, we need a little. All of you that give will receive gifts and maybe even a walk-on role in the movie. We thank you in advance for your consideration and hope that you will be generous. Foul Care Fundraiser, Foul Care once again is FALCYYR Fundraiser, and it's on FUNDRAZR.com. So that indeed is where you can go to donate money for the film. And let me say, they've been, sometimes they stay up all night. I mean, it is a school. Unicovia is a school where he's, you know, Hora is a headmaster there. And it's something where he teaches classes now, you know, anybody that does independent films, they will tell you, they have to work a regular job and they have to do what they do, you know, pay bills and do everything themselves. They're not getting tons and tons of money from, you know, anybody big or anything. They're actually taking the money out of their own pockets. So it's something where, you know, people are giving their hearts. And it, from seeing with people that I work with like Ahura and even seeing them doing the costumes, this is, you know, people that are doing those things, it takes a lot of work. So believe me, I know from working with these people quite a few years now, it's a lot of work. So let's see, maybe about 10 minutes left. Okay, now what I want to do is play that song, Athenius, A-T-H-E-N-A-T-I-S, and here is the song. It's a happy song, and you can actually find it on YouTube. So here's this song, once again, by Ahura Zakor Deliza and his lovely wife, Sonari. Mm-hmm. Once again, that was another song by my brother, who is a Cora DeLisa and his lovely wife, Sanari. It's spelled A-T-H-E-N-A-T-I-S, Athenius. I think that might be the correct way to say it, but before I let you go, I will end the show with the song The Fighter. And it's the song that's actually, you know, dedicated to a girl that actually passed away from cancer. She was very young, Sarah, and I didn't know that she actually is, an angel now all around us. I never personally met Sarah, but she had touched many people in so many ways, and the song The Fighter is actually going to be dedicated to her in my film called The Dishwasher, and the song is actually in there, so I'm actually going to do a dedication in my film The Dishwasher to Sarah with the song The Fighter. The song The Fighter is one of my theme songs. I really love it, and Sacrifice and Kayak, you did a really great song, and I think this song was actually supposed to be in the film The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg. Maybe they didn't think it was good enough, but for me, I am putting it in my film that's dedicated to Jackie Chan. In reality, for me, I think Jackie Chan's a little bit bigger of a deal than Mark Wahlberg. I mean, that's just me to say. I mean, really, if you really think about it, you know, I don't know Mark Wahlberg personally, so I have nothing bad to say about the man, but you cannot put Mark Wahlberg's action films up against Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan's films will blow Mark Wahlberg's films any day out of, come on. Because I don't know Mark Wahlberg personally, but I am a Jackie Chan action girl. Love Jackie Chan through and through since I was little, and you just cannot compare anyone at all to Jackie Chan like Mark Wahlberg, because personally, you know, Jackie Chan films will blow Mark Wahlberg's action films out of the water any day. So, anyway, you know, once again, nothing against Mark Wahlberg, because I don't know him personally, you know, wish him the best in everything that he does, but, you know, you just can't compare a Mark Wahlberg action film to a Jackie Chan film. You just can't. Jackie's 15 can just blow Mark Wahlberg out of the way. I mean, just come on. You're going to talk right here. Put the cards on the table here now. But anyway, what I'm going to do is play that song, The Fighter, and end the show with that. And the song can go out to anybody that is a fighter, that is a dreamer, that is a Rocky type of person. Anybody that has a dream out there, anywhere in the world, you are good as anybody else. Maybe you're even better, but maybe your situation is you're surrounded by people who are going to say that you're not good enough. I am living proof. Guys that I used to be around, you know, their families used to put me down, and anybody else that I was surrounded with, you know, even people in anything that I was around didn't think I was good enough. Then here I am, living proof, sitting here talking it. Yeah, like Elton John's song, the song I'm Still Standing, I'm still standing. Yeah. But I'm living proof that if you have heart, you're a good person like myself, you can become successful in your own way. And when you're working on a dream, sometimes you might get haters and they might say bad things. So what? Those haters are so full of hot air, don't even listen to them. Because if you have a dream, just go for it, because you're as good as anybody else. Anyway, it's my Sunday. I think it's going to be a little bit of a nap time. We've been working hard filming and, you know, just doing what you got to do. If you have a dream, let me tell you, when the reality kicks in, you start working on it. Believe me, it's hard work. So for all the dreamers out there, anybody that has a dream, whatever it is, all you got to do is get off the couch or off your bed and just take that step out the door. That is the first thing. Anyway, everyone, have a good day today. If you're a dreamer, just go for it. That's all you got to do. The song of the fighter, that's it. I'm out of here. Everyone, have a good day.
Anxiety sets in. I'm starting. starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Facing this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong, be patient. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Non-stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.